It's January 30, the day in 1966 when Prince Charles arrived in Australia to attend Geelong Grammar School.
Prince Charles, who was older, will help to supervise their activities.
In 1969, the Beatles famously played their last live show together on top of the Apple Building in London. Get back to where you once belong. And remember this classic TV theme? Yes, Kingswood Country started on this day in 1980.
And you're still smiling?
Must be wind.
Ma!
Come on, dear. Big bird.
Special birthday today for brilliant actor Gene Hackman. He's 90. Won Oscars for The French Connection and Unforgiven. Deserved one for his role in Mississippi Burning.
Is that gun just for show? Or do you get to shoot people once in a while?
Aussie golf champion Jack Newton turns 70. He won the Aussie Open in 1979.
I feel like people enjoy themselves more in the surroundings of a marquee.
Drummer, singer, actor, not much he can't do. Phil Collins is 69. The former frontman of Genesis is one of only three artists in history to sell 100 million albums, both with a band and as a solo artist. International rugby coach Eddie Jones turned 60. The former Wallabies coach took England to the World Cup final in 2019.
South Africa, for some reason, were too strong for us. That's how it happened.
Christian Bale is 46, best known for playing Batman in three movies.
Not who I am underneath, but what I do that defines me.
Lance Buddy Franklin turns 33. The former Hawk, now Sydney Swan, is approaching 1,000 goals.
Buddy gets it.
And Aussie fast bowler Mitchell Starc is 30. In 2015, he bowled the fastest ball recorded in a test match at 160.4 Ks.
That's good fast bowling. Look at that. Broken the bat. It smashed the corner off that.
And finally, Steve Marriott, lead singer with 60s group The Small Faces, was born on this day in 1947, died in 1991. Remembering Steve Marriott on January 30.